Here now is Corby Davis.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Are you? You know what's funny is you farting and claiming the queef title of the world.
Dang.
Okay, so the new Top Gun movie is coming out, as you guys are aware of. What was the big song? Was this the big song? Chris, can you pull the audio up over here? No worries. No, it's not that. Let's see here.
Is that all your laptop plays?
Yeah. Was this the biggest song that came out of that?
This and Danger Zone.
Danger Zone.
Danger Zone bigger than this one? That's a good question.
I feel like this was bigger.
Well, look it up. You have a computer in front of you.
Man, Danger Zone might have been bigger.
To all the
Art.
Who hurt each other.
Take My Breath Away won the Academy Award for Best Original Song.
Ooh, there you go. Who sang that?
Berlin. Your mom.
Jeez.
God.
All right, go back to Berlin.
And was this Kenny Loggins?
Yeah. This is a horrible song.
It is.
Or
what's the other one?
Did this song get revived by this movie?
Yeah, this song did get a revival due to
like huge
Top Gun.
What was the song they were playing during the volleyball match?
Playing with the boys, right?
You knew that a little too quickly.
It's an incredible soundtrack.
He's watched that volleyball scene.
Oh my God! Let's play with the boys.
What was the artist on that?
This is the Righteous Brothers.
I think that was Kenny Loggins.
Full release,
as well.
Bob.
That was Kenny Loggins. That's not a character.
Full release, Bob.
Stop it!
I've heard it on the air many times.
About 10 times a day.
Oh. So here's playing.
He didn't last long into the volleyball scene here.
You know what? I forgot about that resignation. I'm sorry. Let me get that in.
I don't remember this song.
This song is horrible.
Is it even a song?
Well, they
so much 80s schlock.
Jeez.
Danger Zone was the music for Danger Zone was written by Giorgio Moroder.
Sounds
that's
like
what I thought.
Sounds
Who's
like
that?
The drum room at Guitar Center while people are doing karate.
He's a pretty revered songwriter.
How did you know this song, Bob?
It's in Top Gun.
He's seen it 100 times.
I thought everybody's seen Top Gun.
I never realized how homoerotic this is.
You know, I saw
you
it.
Did it?
You know,
no.
I saw it for the first time this year, Gordon.
We made Danny watch it
I'd
for the
never
first
seen
time.
It.
I bet you I would.
There's a whole scene in another movie about how gay Top Gun was.
Really?
Yeah. I forget. What movie was that? Was that
I
Clerks?
I don't know, but it was so funny.
I watched
we played
it
that
when it
or
came out.
A Tarantino movie? Maybe?
And it never occurred to me that it was homoerotic when I watched it the first time.
It was Tarantino in the movie talking about how Top Gun was gay. But I don't know what movie it was.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Anyway, so there is a song that just got released today. And the theme song, not that, the theme song to the new Top Gun Maverick movie is Hold My Hand. Let's see if you guys can recognize the artist.
Cher. It's Cher, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Or is it Gaga? Oh.
It's new Cher.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Cher song. Is this Stephanie Giamatta?
No.
Giamatta.
Oh. Is that Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
All right, Cher.
Get to it.
Totally new Cher. But if you decide.
It's a horrible song, too, Gordon.
Does it ever pick up?
Yes. Now. So
bad tonight. I thought this movie was about, like, killing terrorists with planes.
It's about
it is. And gay volleyball.
What is this?
There's love, too, Jake.
In the words of the great Jake Kemp, who wanted this?
Right.
I'm going to fast forward it.
200 retweets, 1,637 likes.
So this song sucks all the way through.
It's terrible.
The whole song.
You're a jerk.
Try again.
She tried hard on that one.
Hey, what's Ty? What's her name? The Kelly McGillis.
Is that keyboard sound.
Yes,
that is horrible.
So, Gordon,
you are
up to date on Kelly McGillis, right?
Wasn't she romantically involved with one of the leads, like Tom Cruise, maybe for a little while?
She was a plus one, right?
And then
she was no longer available and for heterosexual purposes.
What?
Did she switch squadrons?
I'm pretty sure she married a woman, and like she was one of the first big stars that I remember being gay. Female stars coming out as gay. I hope I'm remembering
and
that.
And that's
right?
The only reason that Tom Cruise is no longer interested.
Yeah, she's gay. There's
no, the reason that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So.
Well, let me see.
Over here on the right hand side of the screen.
What about her?
Oh, that's her.
And what are you saying? What are
he's saying that he's saying that the woman she married owns a chain of pizza places.
He's saying that she's basically if a woman sounded like that keyboard tone.
Please. You guys are so judgmental of women's bodies.
Aren't
it is
they?
Sickening.
They're horrible.
It is sickening.
What happened to her?
Dude.
What happened to you?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Nothing.
I'm just saying.
Way to shoulder dip out of a tackle there, well, out of a sack.
Like Tom Cruise.
In the motorcycle.
He looks better.
Yeah. What about her?
Scientology.
Yeah.
Yeah. His thetans.
He has Scientology running through his veins. She's got gravy.
See?
Okay, see?
See?
You just unbelievable.
Bob, handed me this note. Who is this in reference to, Bob? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Will jump
I don't have
on
any paper here.
And put the uniform on of the opponent so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. He is such
I don't
a Benedict
know what
Arnold.
Bob is saying.
I'd like to have your job. You play both sides of this.
Don't both sides this.
I'm not into both sides.
Both sides.
It's both sidism.
Both sides. All right, so.
The Tarantino movie is called Sleep With Me.
Yeah.
Where they discuss Top Gun.
It's really, really funny. I'll play it for you. Yeah, it is. His speech about why Top Gun is gay.
Is y'all
big,
gay?
Are y'all big Tarantino fans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you?
He's about to try a cancellation U-turn here.
What?
He's trying to set us up, and then he's going to pull the rug and try to...
Well, what's wrong with Tarantino in your eyes?
I've actually seen this episode of Gordon.
Oh, you have? This is a repeat for you. Yeah.
So you two specifically really are into Tarantino?
So you guys really like Tarantino, huh? You like Quentin Tarantino, the noted
just make sure
director?
I get it thoroughly on record.
Now, he's really? White. He's a white guy, correct?
Yeah. Meanwhile...
It's weird. He seems to...
And he victimizes
say that word
women of color's feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time for you. So, Disney and Marvel, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness,
what?
Earned $36 million in Thursday previews. That is the, it's in the top 10 of largest preview performances ever.
What's a preview performance?
Thursday night. Like, the movie, instead of dropping on Friday, drops on Thursday at 7 o'clock or something. Or
well,
midnight.
How is it a preview? It seems like you're viewing it.
I don't know why they're calling it that. I'm just telling you that's what it's called.
Okay.
I don't know why.
It's also unlimited, not as many screens as you would have it on today, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, it's the eighth largest preview performance ever behind Avengers Infinity War's $39 million in 2018. They think that it's going to make $200 million over the weekend.
Doesn't that star Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I interviewed him once and massacred his name in front of him.
What'd you call him?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I didn't call him that. And I'd never heard of him before. I mean, so this is many years ago, whatever.
What movie was it?
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I called him after the first syllable.
I said, you kind of got a Beatrix Potter character name, Benedict Cumberpatch. And he goes, actually, it's
Cumberbatch.
That's right. He's very gracious about it.
So we have this movie coming out.
And I interviewed him. Did I mention that?
He doesn't look like he suffers fools, though.
No, but he was really nice and charming.
Back probably he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, maybe now he's a little testier.
So you tell me, Jake, in the world that you live in today, sports, you have this movie coming out, which will be a blockbuster.
Okay.
And then in the coming 8 weeks, you have Thor, Love and Thunder, directed by Taika Waititi, Top Gun Maverick, and Jurassic World Dominion.
I would rank those, the last one you mentioned, at the top of my list, and then in descending order. There's no, I've only seen like one superhero movie in my life, and it was because you made me.
We made Jake when he was running the board for us. We're like, let's all go see the Avengers because it made like $20 trillion.
Let's see what everyone's talking about. You know, we'll do it on the show.
Just go see it and laugh at it and things like that. So Jake's like, okay, yeah. So he's like, so this weekend we'll go see it. We'll talk about it on Monday or Tuesday. I'm like, yeah. So he comes back on Monday. He's like, okay, I saw the movie. I'm like, I don't think we're going to see that.
Nobody saw it, but Jake
3 hours
never talked about it.
3 hours and 12 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's not
and he didn't even awful. He didn't even know what's movie. Going on in there.
No, knows none of the lore of
canon.
It.
Yeah, it's just like, okay.
7 pages of notes.
Cool guys.
Right. Trying to keep up with it.
Bunch of hot actors in costumes just running around with lightning.
Don't even talk to George about
swords.
The time we drug him to Brokeback Mountain. Didn't tell him what it was about.
Did you do that?
Cowboy movie with us. Come on, it's a good Western. You'll really like it. He said the whole time I'm sitting next to him, keep looking over at him.
That's awesome.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah, we know.
It is. It's a great movie.
I thought it's a film.
It is a film.
I'm going to get George to watch Crying Game.
Important film.
So I went to, I think I was in college when Crying Game came out, and I went with my buddy Hopkins. Aforementioned Hopkins.
Bingo.
And so when we had no idea.
When the reveal happened. Yeah.
No
I,
idea.
I was with my drummer buddy, James, and the whole time he was talking up this girl. God, man, she's so hot.
Yeah.
He was talking her up so much. And then the big reveal, he fell silent for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And then when we went out to the restaurant, he just split off and went to his car and didn't talk to the rest of
weeping.
Us.
Weeping.
It was like Davey with Hanson.
Yes, it was. You know the Davey Hanson story?
No.
So we're in my apartment, whatever year that was, in the 90s, and Hanson had just become a thing, and Bop was a song. So we're sitting there, and, you know, gone out the night before and just sitting there all in my apartment watching MTV. Just sitting
talking about Davey Lane?
Yeah, a couple of slugs. And the Hanson video comes on. Dave's like, man, that is the middle one? I can't remember. He's like, that middle one, man, she's hot.
Oh, man, what'd I do to her?
And I go, Dave, those are boys. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Gosh, boys.
Yeah, not even.
I'm pretty sure when I first got to town.
Boys?
They were like 15, 14.
Yes.
Didn't you guys have that with Junior and Billy Gilman?
Junior had it with Billy Gilman. He heard the song. And he thought that was the most. He was like aroused by his voice. And he hears the DJ say, "This is Billy Gilman with Hobo AIDS," or whatever the name of that song is.
Oh, she's amazing.
And Junior thought that was the most. It was the voice of an angel. And he was so turned on by it, by that voice. Thought it was the sexiest voice he ever heard. He goes to the music store, back when you had music stores, and asked, "Hey, do you have that. The new album by that hot new girl, Billy Gilman?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, we have his album over here." And Junior thought he was just, you know, misspoke. And went and looked at the album cover. And he said he looked at the album cover and it made him question everything that he had experienced his whole life.
Billy Gilman, like
11? He said he questioned his entire life.
13-year-old boy.
He was a 13-year-old boy.
Seventh grader.
Yeah. He had committed the Davey thought crime.
Yeah. But Dave's response to when I'm like, "Dave, those are boys." And he goes, "Oh." Yeah. And that was it.
Yeah.
Tucked it back in his pants.
There was no, you know, introspection as you described with Junior. It was just, no.
That Billy Gilman, have you ever listened to that Billy Gilman song? The one he's famous for? Did he only have the one hit, right?
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, dude,
It's so rug pulley. He sets up innocent scene and then yanks the rug out from under you.
Billy.
I tried to go to school today, but some hobo, he injected me with AIDS.
It's like, nobody stabbed you with a needle.
here. He's not even on Spotify.
There's no.
It was fake depth.
There's no way he has a song about a hobo.
It's something like that. Read the first few lyrics.
Is this it? I'm going to play right now.
Yeah. That's it.
One
this
voice.
This is the one that
is this
Junior was driving to Wichita Falls with his Dockers tented up past the steering wheel.
Some kids have and some kids don't. And some of us are wondering why.
Oh, so have naughty.
The first lyric is about children.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like,
and he's listening to that voice thinking that that is a hot 24-year-old woman.
He specifically mentions kids in here.
Junior's like, ooh, that's maternal. I like it.
Some kids have and some kids don't. And some of us are wondering why.
Some of us. Like, yeah, kids. Us, children.
Us kids.
What's the next line? Hobo.
And mom won't watch the news at night.
Mom.
There's too much stuff that's making her cry.
Oh, gosh.
Stuff is also an obvious
stuff
child
making her cry.
Tell.
Yeah, that is a child tell.
We need some help.
All right, here comes the part about the hobo.
Junior trying to keep the rental car on the road as he's working himself.
Sir! Too far.
Simmer down, Alamo.
Sideswiping a Buick Century. Trying to get back to the center of the lane.
And dude, the album cover is a little tiny boy with his arms, his hands underneath his chin.
Yeah, little T-Rex hands.
I mean, he's tiny.
See, you can't ride your new bike to school. I
what
told
is
you.
Correct?
Listen, he'll talk about like drugs and needles or something.
A kind of world where mom and dad still believe the golden rule.
He's talking about mom and dad.
Yeah.
Junior picked up on none of that.
Life's not that simple. Down here on Earth.
Down here on Earth.
I don't know what he's talking about there. Yeah, he cut the whole verse about spaceships and stuff that he had written.
Dino nuggets.
Very, very childlike.
Yeah.
But didn't he have like a...
Dino nuggets.
He had like a mouthful of weird teeth, didn't he?
Mom put the nuggets in the... I don't know if he had a mouthful of weird teeth.
Yeah, I think he did.
He might have been, you know...
When he was a baby teeth.
He may have been pre-braces.
Yeah.
So Craig thought the song clearly about a little boy.
You said mom put the nuggets in the van.
She eat the goldfish off the tray.
Junior's just getting more and
more worked up.
SpongeBob is my favorite show. Want to stay up and watch TV, but it's 6:30 and I've got to go to bed. I'm a 12-year-old boy, Junior.
Directly addresses him.
I don't see it. I just don't see it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just deep.
Lyrical content? I don't know what you guys
it's like
are talking
when
about.
Jerry Buss looks at the camera. I'm a boy.
All right. Oh, boy, it's sure as late.
I've got to get. I can't believe you guys made me stay late.
All right. Mavericks next. What?